Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let us get started. Bitcoin sits near $118,000, Ethereum near $3,800, and Solana close to $190. Major upgrades and institutional moves lead today's top stories. Ethereum validators back a higher gas limit and mark 10 years with a ceremonial torch NFT, while Bitcoin gains wider acceptance through reserve laws and S&P inclusion. Regulators clarify ICO rules in Thailand as security experts warn of pump and dump and staking hazards. Validators representing nearly half of Ethereum's nodes approved raising the per block gas limit from 36 million units to 45 million. The push boosts network throughput by about 25% and aligns with the long-term roadmap. Co-founder Vitalik Buterin confirmed the shift, though some developers urge caps on individual transaction gas to prevent network strain. Ethereum also celebrates its 10th anniversary on July 30th, with a symbolic torch NFT passed among founders and ministers until it burns to unlock public minting. Ahead of the Fusaka upgrade scheduled for November, developers will test 11 improvement proposals on DevNet 3 later this month. This double milestone mirrors the anticipation many felt when loading an Atari cartridge and watching the screen flicker to life. On the Bitcoin front, three US states now allow public treasuries to hold Bitcoin, with New Hampshire, Arizona, and Texas passing reserve laws. Block Inc., which allocates 10% of monthly Bitcoin profits to its holdings, joins the S&P 500 today, replacing an energy firm. Institutions are now forecasting a median Bitcoin price of $600,000 by 2030, with some outliers near $2 million. US legislation advanced as President Trump signed the Genius Act on July 21, creating a clear stablecoin framework. Ripple's RLUSD may benefit, but experts agree that the act alone will not move XRP's price. The ongoing SEC lawsuit over XRP classification and a pending Clarity Act remain critical uncertainties. In Asia, the Thai securities regulator proposed easing repeated ICO knowledge tests for qualified investors while mandating suitability assessments every 2 years. Public feedback is open through August 1, as local firms seek relief from frequent retesting. Community safety surfaced when XAI's chatbot Grok refused to select a winner for Crypto Rover's Ethereum giveaway after on-chain investigator ZackXBT exposed alleged pump-and-dump activity. His findings linked token sales generating 40 ETH in profit and 10 wallets accumulating nearly 10% of supply before promotion. Crypto crime surged this year, with over 2.1 billion stolen by July. Analysts warn of phishing, AI deepfakes, and physical threats. Kadan Stadelman of Komodo and Bill Zilker of BitPay stress that these attacks erode trust and hinder adoption. Finally, staking carries hidden hazards. With over 35 million ETH staked, users face market volatility, validator penalties, and platform vulnerabilities. Recent exploits cost users millions, and regulators are eyeing staking as a service firms. Approach with caution and verify your validators. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.